with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Bullets ripped through crowds of spectators following a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade attended by tens of thousands Wednesday, killing one person. At a press briefing, Kansas City Fire Chief Ross Grunderson tells KNBC-TV the number of injured.
Touched a total of 22 gunshot victims. One of those was a fatality. We had eight what we considered immediately life-threatening patients. We had seven with life-threatening injuries, and we had six that were at minor injuries.
Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves updates the number of suspects detained.
We do have three persons detained and under investigation for today's incident. We are working to determine if one of the three are the one that was in that video where fans assisted police.
Kansas City radio station KKFI said its DJ Lisa Lopez died. The special counsel in the Trump 2020 election probe is asking the Supreme Court to move the process forward, Lisa Dwyer reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to let former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case proceed to trial without further delay. Prosecutors were responding to a Trump team request from earlier in the week asking for a continued pause in the case. As the court considers whether to take up the question of whether Trump is immune from prosecution for official acts while in the White House, two lower courts have overwhelmingly rejected that position. Smith asked that if the Supreme Court does want to take the case, that they hear arguments in March and issue a final ruling by late June. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 151 points, the NASDAQ rose 203, the S&P 500 advanced 47. This is SRN News. California college students are gender confused.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The UN says Ukraine will need nearly $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. That will include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The giant building that was constructed in the late 18th century is the main Orthodox church in the city. The original structure was first destroyed in 1936 during the Soviet occupation. SRN News. Apparently, some leading U.S. foes are busy trying to figure out how to turn artificial intelligence against us.
Microsoft says it detected and disrupted efforts by U.S. adversaries, chiefly Iran and North Korea, and to a lesser extent, Russia and China, to exploit AI developed by the company and its business partner, investigate or launch offensive cyber operations. The techniques Microsoft observed in collaboration with its partner OpenAI represent an emerging threat, but were neither particularly novel or unique, according to the company. Rich Thomason reporting.
It may be surprising how much Valentine's shopping is done at the last minute. Nearly half of U.S. spending on Valentine's Day flowers, candy, and cards occurred between February 11th and February 14th in 2022 and 2023, according to Numerator, a market research company. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.